God's grace and mercy to you on this Sunday morning as you hear his word for you. Today's sermon is based on 1 Samuel 16. As I mentioned earlier, prepared by Pastor Harold, you will definitely hear his voice in this. Of course, you'll hear my voice as well, but it is definitely God's message for you. In true Pastor Harold style, our sermon opens with four rhetorical questions, preceded by a repeat of the sermon title, which we'll get to in just a moment. But first, hear again the words from the Old Testament lesson, 1 Samuel 16. Now the Lord said to Samuel, I am sending you to Jesse from Bethlehem, for I have provided myself a king from among his sons. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem, and Jesse brought his sons before Samuel. And so it was when they came that Samuel looked at Eliab and said, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Our sermon title is, and would you read this with me, please? How's your eyesight? How is your eyesight? Do you wear glasses? Do you need glasses? Have you had your eyes examined lately by an eye doctor? Allow me to answer for all of us. Pretty bad. I do wear glasses. I do need glasses. I have not had my eyes examined lately by an eye doctor. Our sermon today tells us that it is time for each of us to have an eye exam. We need this exam so that we can see as the Lord sees. In the story of David's selection to be the second king of Israel, we see an important distinction between the ways we look at ourselves and others and the way God sees us. God said to Samuel, the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks in the heart. The prophet Samuel had been called by God to anoint a new king, since the first king, Saul, failed. God revealed to Samuel that he should go to Bethlehem to the house of Jesse. One of Jesse's sons would be the new king. And the sons were paraded by Samuel. The first son stood before Samuel, and Samuel thought, this tall, strong, handsome young man must be the one. But God said, you are looking at outward appearances. I am looking at his heart, and he is not the one. One by one, the sons came and went without being chosen. Samuel asked Jesse if there were any others. There was one more, David. He was the youngest. Ever notice how we older folks have a tendency to devalue the potential of young people? Even Jesse, David's father, had discounted him because he was the youngest, smallest, weakest. How many times have people been devalued because of their age, their size, their race or skin color or their appearance? This happens in all areas of life, at school, work, in sports, and even in the church. It's easy to look at a person's clothing, or what car they're driving, or where they live, and decide by appearances that this is who that person really is, rather than taking the time to look into their heart to really know who they really are. The Lord was right when he said to Samuel that so often we only see outward appearances. Is there something we can learn by how God sees us? Yes, is the answer to that rhetorical question. God saw David, and what he saw in him made him choose David to be king. David was called a man after God's own heart. Why? Let's look at just two stories in his life and see if we can get a clue. One of the most familiar stories of David, probably the first one you would think of, is his battle with the Philistine giant Goliath. When we see a person engaged in some challenging encounter or an athlete involved in a sporting event which is beyond their ability, we say, he has heart. Or when we face a great difficulty, someone will say to us, you gotta have heart. You can do it, Rocky. David had heart. He had confidence in himself. But above all, he had confidence in the Lord. And here's something funny. Though David's brothers and the other men of Israel were hiding from the giant Goliath, at the same time, they were making fun of David. They made fun of him because of his youth and his small size and his confidence in himself and the Lord. Goliath also underestimated David due to his outward appearance. He yelled across the field of battle, "Come here to me, boy, and I'll feed you to the birds." I worked on that Philistine accent. David was not intimidated. He replied, "I come against you in the name of the Lord. He'll deliver you into my hands." And we know the rest of the story. Little David killed the giant Goliath. I honestly believe that it must still make God's heart happy to see a person like you or me face some giant, some very big and difficult experience. And instead of trusting in ourselves, putting our trust in God to give us victory. You and I have heard people say to others facing an immense challenge, "You don't have a prayer." But the child of God, knowing that was all they had, in prayer received from God all they needed. Trusting in and leaning upon God makes us like David, a person after God's own heart. David's heart was, of course, not always right with the heart of God. A second story by which we know David is the story of David and Bathsheba. Briefly retold, David used his position as a king to commit both adultery and murder. He arranged for a man named Uriah to be killed in a military battle so that he could take Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. God sent the prophet Nathan to confront David with his terrible sins. David repented and sought both God's forgiveness and restoration of his relationship with God. Even though there were consequences of David's actions, God granted David forgiveness and restoration. If all we see is outward appearances, we could say, he ought to be condemned. No one should get away with doing something like that. How easy it is to condemn people who have sinned or made bad mistakes in life. In fact, one big reason some people stay away from today's church is because of condemning and unforgiving church people. For those willing to see more than just the outward appearance, who are willing to look, as God does, into the heart of a person, we see in David a symbol of hope. David is a symbol of hope for us in all our sins and failures. David was still a man after God's own heart because, as a sinner, he humbly and honestly admitted his sin and turned back to the Lord for forgiveness. And David's Lord looked into David's heart and saw him clearly and loved him dearly. When our Lord Jesus hung on Calvary's cross, he saw us clearly. He did not look upon our outward appearance. Our outward appearance is the one we wear to church on Sunday. And people ask us, "How are you?" And we quickly say, "I'm just fine." We think in our heads, "I can fool anyone here. No one knows how I really am and what I have really done." But Jesus clearly saw us as the sinner we are. We cannot fool him. He saw us clearly and he loved us, all the way to his own death. On that cross, he paid for all our sin. Thank God that he still clearly sees sinners like you and me and David and loves us still. Regarding David, God told Samuel, "The Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks in the heart. God grant us a heart so filled with his love that we will not look at others and judge them by outward appearances. God, please give us an eye exam and brand new eyesight. God grant us eyes to see others as you see them, as your precious and forgiven children. This is our prayer as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we all would see as the Lord sees. In the name of Jesus, amen."